Chapter 12 Health and Fitness
第十二章健康与保健
Unit 12 Health and Fitness
健康与保健
Conversations
Part 1 Will and Gusta are at an organic foods.
Gusta, I'm starving. What's good here?
Here, have a banana.
Is this banana edible? It looks a little brown. And what are all these little holes in the lettuce?
Everything here is organic. No pesticides.
How about fertilizer?
Only natural fertilizers are used. I used to work on the farm where they are grown, so I know.
By natural fertilizer, you mean...
It's best not to think about it while you are eating.
Right. I'm sorry I asked.
Part 2.In the doctor's consulting room.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very worried, doctor.
Oh, what are you worried about?
I'm afraid that I'm very ill.
I'm sorry to hear that. Why do you think so?
Because I feel tired all the time.Even when I wake up in the morning, I have no appetite.
How do you sleep?
Very badly, doctor. I'm worried about my work. I'm always afraid of making a mistake.
The doctor examines the patient.
Well, there is nothing very much wrong with you.You are working too hard and worrying too much. Do you take much exercise?
No, doctor. I never have enough time for exercise. Can you give me some medicine to help me to sleep?
I can, but I'm not going to. You don't need medicine. You need advice.Don't work so hard. Don't worry about your work. Which would you rather have, wealth or health?
You're right, doctor. It's more important to be healthy than wealthy. I'll change my job. I'm grateful for your advice.
Come and see me again in a month's time.I think you will be a different man.
Part 3. Wong and Robert are concerned about the illnesses brought by wealth.
Well, yes, new kinds of diseases will replace the old, such as cancer, heart trouble, right?
That's true, and diabetes is one of the new diseases.
Yes, it can cause heart disease, kidney failure, and blindness. What is the exact cause of it? Do you know?
Well, experts say it is often the result of primitive bodies living in an increasingly wealthy world.
What? The primitive bodies?
Well, that is when people were quickly forced from a simple to a modern pattern of life. They developed diabetes.
Oh, it is terrible. I must be careful about my diet from now on.
Well, things are not that bad. As long as you keep a traditional lifestyle and diet, plenty of exercise, living in the natural environment, you don't develop diabetes.
Good idea.
Part 4. In the doctor's office.
Hello, what can I do for you today?
I've been having severe pains in my stomach, and now I feel nauseated.
How many days have you been having these pains?
Well, they started about 5 days ago, and for the last 3 days, they have been terrible.
Have you thrown up at all?
Yes, I have been sick to my stomach and throwing up.
How many times have you vomited?
In the last 2 days, probably 4 or 5 times, and I still puke.
Are you keeping any food down?
No, I'm not.
When you vomit, is there any blood?
No.
Good. Are you having any diarrhea?
No.
Have you had a fever?
I think I have had a low-grade fever, but I haven't taken my temperature. I really feel under the weather.
Have you taken any medicine?
No.
Where is your pain?
It's right here in my right side.
How would you describe the pain? Is it sharp, dull, aching, or cramping?
They are sharp pains.
Could you please sit on the examination table so that I can examine you now?
Passage. Lower salt, better health. Doctors have long known that cutting back on salt or sodium can help lower blood pressure in folks with hypertension, a silent condition that increases the risk of heart attack and stroke. What hasn't been so clear is whether reducing the amount of sodium in the diet will benefit those whose blood pressure is normal. Now comes word that restricting salt can indeed lower normal blood pressure level. Though the effect isn't as great, it's still important. According to a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, the decrease in blood pressure occurred regardless of race or gender, and whether or not study participants ate a typical American diet, which is high in saturated fats and contains few fruits and vegetables, or the so-called DASH, for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension diet, which emphasize lots of fresh produce, low-fat dairy, fish and fewer sweets, and which was proved in 1997 to reduce hypertension. The biggest decrease in blood pressure in this study was recorded in subjects who ate the DASH diet and reduced their sodium intake to 1,200 milligrams a day. Why is this significant? Public health experts estimate that Americans consume, on average, about 3,500 milligrams of sodium, equal to about 9 grams of salt, daily. It's not that we're that heavy-handed with the salt shaker. Most of our dietary sodium is added during food processing.
To get down to 1,200 milligrams, you'd have to forego most prepared foods, takeout deliveries, and restaurant meals. So pay attention to how much salt you're eating. But don't forget to make fruits, vegetables, and whole grains a larger part of your diet. They'll help lower your cholesterol level as well as your blood pressure. Be sure to drink alcohol moderately, if at all. Losing weight, even just 4.5 kilograms, and exercising at least 30 minutes most days of the week can also have a marked effect on blood pressure. Check food labels. Pasta sauces, sandwich breads, and frozen dinners often contain lots of sodium. And remember, even if you don't have to worry about this now, you probably will eventually. Half of U.S. adults have a blood pressure of at least 120 over 80 mmHg, which is at the high end of what's considered ideal, and blood pressure usually increases with age. We can't put everyone on drug therapy, says Dr. Frank Sachs of the Brigham Women's Hospital in Boston, and the chairman of the DASH sodium study. But everyone can try to do with a dash of less salt. Words and expressions.
Cut back on.
Sodium.
Folk.
Hypertension.
Risk.
Stroke.
Benefit.
Pressure.
Restrict.
Decrease.
Regardless of.
Gender.
Participant.
Typical.
Saturated.
Approach.
Emphasis.
Dairy.
Subject.
Intake.
Significant.
Estimate.
Salt shaker.
Dietary.
Forgo.
Cholesterol.
Be sure to do.
Alcohol.
Moderately.
Label.
Pasta.
Sauce.
Ideal.
Therapy.
Dash.
Exercises. Section 1. Listening comprehension. Listen to the record. Answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D from the four possible choices. A. 1. I'm starving. What's good here?
Here, have a banana. Everything here is organic. No pesticides. 2. Different foods are with different calorie values. Usually for boys, 2,501 through 2,900 grams of daily calorie intake would be enough.
Right. Below 2,200, we would say a boy having a bird's appetite.
3. For girls, below 1,700 grams of daily calorie intake, it means one is starving.
So, the right amount is 1,901 to 2,200.
How about above 2,201?
But be sure you take regular exercise every day. And you are overeating above 2,400.
4. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very worried.
Oh, what are you worried about?
I'm afraid that I'm ill. 5. Well, there is nothing very much wrong with you. You are working too hard and worrying too much. Do you take much exercise?
No, I never have enough time for exercise. Can you give me some medicine to help me to sleep? 6. Well, yes, new kinds of diseases will replace the old, such as cancer, heart trouble, right?
That's true, and diabetes is one of the new diseases.
B. Well, I'm sorry you're ill. What's the matter with you?
I don't know, doctor. I'm ill. I have a headache and a stomach ache.
Show me your tongue. What did you eat yesterday?
I ate some cake.
Did you eat any ice cream?
Well, yes, I did. I ate some ice cream.
Did you eat any candy?
Well, yes, I did. I ate some candy.
Then tell me everything you ate yesterday evening.
Well, doctor, I went to a birthday party.
I see. How many pieces of cake did you eat?
3, doctor.
How many plates of ice cream did you eat?
Oh, doctor, I had 3 plates of ice cream. Jean had 4. See, my heart is giving me trouble.
Let me listen to your heart. Well, Mrs. Jenkins, stop smoking and then you'll soon be quite all right again.
But I've never smoked. I don't like smoking.
Oh, well, then don't drink any more alcohol.
But I don't drink alcohol.
Stop drinking tea and coffee, then.
I only drink water. I don't like tea or coffee.
Well, do you like fried potatoes?
Yes, I like them very much.
All right, then stop eating those.
Supplementary reading. Healthy foods recommended. Tomatoes. Several studies have linked the cooked tomatoes in ketchup, soups, and sauces to a reduced risk of prostate cancer and other cancers of the digestive tract. Tomatoes contain lycopene, probably the most powerful antioxidant among the carotenoids, the compounds that turn fruits and veggies into deep orange. Spinach. Spinach is loaded with iron and folate, a vitamin B considered so important that it is now routinely added to flour. Folate not only prevents neutral tube defects in babies, but also lowers blood levels of homocysteine, an amino acid that irritates blood vessels and is linked to heart disease. Red wine. The skins of the grapes used to make red wine contain supercharged antioxidants known as poiphenol, which boosts HDL cholesterol. Polyphenols, according to the latest research, may also inhibit the production of endothelia, a peptide that contributes to hardening of the arteries. Nuts. The types of fats found in nuts are the good fats. When eaten instead of junk food high in saturated fats, like potato chips and donuts, nuts lower blood levels of triglycerides and LDL cholesterol, while raising HDL cholesterol. A perfect formula for preventing heart disease. Nuts provide another benefit. They contain vitamin E, a potent antioxidant that may help ward off heart disease and cancer. Broccoli boasts a fistful of phytochemicals, including sulforaphane and indole-3 carbinol, that may detoxify cancer-causing substances before they have a chance to cause harm. In women, indole-3 carbinol may turn the estrogen associated with breast cancer into a more benign form. Oats. Oats contain beta-glucan, a spongy, soluble fiber that mops up the precursors of cholesterol in the intestines and whisks them out of the body. New evidence suggests that oats may also help lower blood pressure in hypertensive patients. Salmon. Salmon boasts omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3s prevent platelets in the blood from clumping together. They also drive down triglycerides and LDL cholesterol. Even more tantalizing, omega-3 interact with the fatty layers that surround brain cells. Green tea. Green tea is loaded with polyphenols, a class of phytochemicals with 100 times the antioxidant punch of vitamin C. Laboratory experiments suggest that one group of polyphenols in green tea, called catechins, may inhabit the growth of new blood vessels, which some scientists think may help prevent cancer by depriving early tumors of nourishment. Catechins may also prevent DNA damage caused by carcinogens. Drinking green tea daily can lower the risk of stomach and liver cancers. Swishing green tea around the mouth may inhabit cavity-causing bacteria. Applied to the skin of laboratory mice, it also seemed to reduce the incidence of skin cancer. Blueberries. The most powerful health-promoting compounds in blueberries are anthocyanins. Besides combating the free radical damage linked to heart disease and cancer, anthocyanins may boost brain power. Another blueberry benefit is, like cranberries, they seem to fight off urinary tract infections by preventing E. coli bacteria from adhering to the bladder wall.